This has intrigued a few people. $50,000 to win in a songwriting competition being put on by Vander and Young. They're the massive powerhouse songwriting team behind the Easy Beats and Flash in the Pan, who had a couple of hits in the 70s. And they continue to write songs for loads of people, including JPY. Now, if you've got a song that needs to be thrown into the world, this is a great way to get yourself known. Millie Pretelli is from the Vander and Young songwriting comp. How good is this as a competition to get yourself known?
Well, to be honest, looking at everyone who has won in the past, they've been songwriters and artists themselves, so they have released the song. The Vander and Young song competition doesn't have any restrictions, so it can be a song that's already been released. It can be unreleased if a writer is pitching it, and what a great way for people to, for judges in the music industry to hear a song that hadn't been released.
Well, that's incredible because we always want to hear something new, and plenty of artists have been in lockdown these past few months with nowhere to express their music or their songs except via YouTube. This will actually give them a worldwide audience, won't it? When it's actually covered by AMCOS, I mean, you can get money for it when it gets played?
Absolutely. So, you know, our infrastructure is there, so any song that is released and has a public performance, whether it be live or radio, now even streamed, which is amazing, they do receive a royalty from AFRO-AMCOS.
Is it a decent royalty when you get a few plays? Because people say places like Spotify only give you a quarter of a cent or something. Can you make more money out of that?
Well, I think that's a big changing world now. And we may be able to even thank COVID for that. Obviously, streams of income are changing on a daily basis, and how the income is flowing through is changing. And, of course, with this change to not as much live, there has been a focus on monetizing the different forms of income. So yes, it is a sustainable career as long as it's out there and being heard and performed.
And
luckily everyone's out performing again now. Well, slowly.
Oh, they slowly are, and certainly in Queensland they are too. But Vander and Young, I mean, what a songwriting duo. I mean, involved with the Easy Beats, I mean, Flash in the Pan was also a part of their stuff, and they kept writing for even artists like JPY. I mean, what a great legacy they've left the country.
Absolute honour to be working with these, you know, with Harry and George. Obviously, George has now left us, but their legacy is great. And, you know, I think it's really good to be able to introduce our up-and-coming and emerging writers, the history of our songwriters and where they've come from. You know, who knows if they would have known the history and legacy that has been left behind by these two if we hadn't launched the Vander and Young Songwriting Competition.
I'd love to be able to write a song as big as Hayes and Peter and make it as memorable.
Don't we all?
Or Down Among the Dead Men.
And let's not forget the basis that there is not 1 cent of this competition that goes into anyone's pocket. No judges, not to AFRO for running it. We've raised over $1.2 million since 2009 for Nordoff Robbins. And what Nordoff does is incredible. So this is like the typical music industry giving back. They're always, I mean, they've been badly affected recently, but they're always front and centre to give back. And this is just another one of those incredible things that the industry does.
So you have to pay a $50 fee, but that goes to the Nordoff Robbins Music Therapy Foundation, correct?
Absolutely. Every cent.
All right. And that's only a small price to pay, considering that this song could last forever and make you a lot of money. But it's not just restricted to Australians. You get overseas interest too.
We do. So over the last few years, overseas entries have increased phenomenally, actually. And this year we've even got new areas. We have applications from Iran, Uganda, Mozambique. It's extending. The word's getting out.